Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry.
Disaster! Dad's going to kill me. I forgot I was running a bath and now the water's all over the floor. It's like the beach at Bognor. I need some help. I wonder if my superhero alter ego has a mop.
Hiya! Whoa, bit watery in here. So you want to know about water? The chemistry of water is brilliant. You've got...
I'm a bit more interested in how to soak the blooming stuff up. I'm using toilet paper, but it's wringing wet, and I'm getting nowhere.
Well, toilet paper isn't great at soaking up swimming pools.
Wow, you've really made a mess, haven't you?
Look, let's check out some smarter stuff. Yeah, those nappies over there would be perfect.
Nappies? You are joking.
Don't worry, they're clean and dry at the moment. And that's more than you can say for this floor. Oh, my trainers are soaking. Well, come on, let's dive in.
So what's so smart about nappies?
I called them smart because they contain a smart material. That's a material that's designed to change things in a helpful way. Nappies have tiny powdery grains in them that soak up the water in the baby's wee. That powder is a smart chemical called sodium polyacrylate, and it changes water into a gel in a layer away from the baby's skin. Pretty smart, if you ask me.
Just looks like white dusty powder, and it's not looking that clever from here.
You'll see, we're going right down to the molecule, and it's a great molecule as it's a polymer. That's like a big long chain of molecules. Here we go.
That's crazy. The polymer is exactly like a really long chain, with the same molecule over and over again, sort of joined up.
Yep, that's what makes it a polymer. Polymers are much stronger than molecules on their own. You get them in tons of things. Drink bottles, plastic bags, computers, your school book bag, even clothes. Anything plastic's a polymer. Sounds like the water on the bathroom floor is about to slosh all over the nappy. So watch what happens when the water molecules get near the polymer.
The molecules are sort of slamming into the polymer and they're sticking on all over it. Well, most of them are. Looks like a few bits get knocked off.
Duck!
Wow! Water molecules must love that polymer.
It's more that the polymer loves water.
The polymer's looking pretty crowded and it looks like it's getting bigger too. Do you think we should, move?
Yep, we better move out the way. It has to expand because more and more water molecules are crowding on. And the joined up bits of water molecules don't like being too close together, even though they want to hang on to the chain. But that's what makes it squishy instead of watery.
Wow, it's about 100 times bigger than it was.
Cool, isn't it? Let's get back to normal size.
Oh my gosh, look! Where the nappy fell on the floor, it soaked up all the water. Or most of it.
I told you there was smart stuff inside.
Although I don't think Dad and Mum are going to be too pleased if I use Ash's nappies to mop up every spill.
Yeah, probably right. Better to use a mop next time, even if a mop is nowhere near as clever.
Carina!
I've got to go, but thanks for your help. Chemistry saves the day once again. Or saves the bathroom floor, should I say.
Hey, you mean K-Mystery saves the bathroom floor? See you soon.
Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more at funkidslive.com.